Welcome to Hochoka Podcast.
It's been 11 months since we asked the question, what happens when a high school senior interviews a residential school administrator? We found out in season 3, and here we are again today to find out what happens when they meet again almost 1 year later. Hao Madakiape, and welcome to Hochoka here at the center of St. Joseph's Indian School campus. I am Basil Eaglestar, today's Hochoka host. We're glad you have joined our circle to talk with returning guest, Sean Milner. Sean is an alumnus of the Baptist Children's Village, where he now serves as executive director. We met a year ago in Hochoka when I was a senior here at St. Joe's. I interviewed him about growing up in a residential school. Since he is in town for a conference, we wanted to take the opportunity to catch up with each other. Sean, a warm Hochoka welcome to you.
Thank you, Basil. It's great to be back.
All right. The last time we did this, we played a game of rapid fire.
That's right.
Let's go 2 for 2 and play it again, yeah?
All right. All right. Yes.
All right. So, you remember, in a word, short sentence, anything like that, straight answer.
Okay.
All right. Your favorite topping on a pizza?
Pepperoni.
Pepperoni. Your favorite month?
April.
Favorite season?
Spring.
Color?
Green.
Best piece of advice?
Don't fear. Move forward.
What cuts you loose?
Curiosity.
Wanting to learn. If you could go back in time, what time would you go to?
I would probably go back to being a kid. Back when I was a kid.
Yeah, I like that. I like that answer.
All right, Basil, since you've asked me some questions, it's my turn. So I'm going to ask you some rapid-fire questions. Is that all right?
That's all right.
All right. I'll make them short.
It's all right.
Cats or dogs?
Dogs.
Dogs. Explorer or homebody?
I'm an explorer. I like the sense of adventure.
Me too. Dip your toe in or cannonball in?
I'm going to sailor dive in.
All right, good. Strangest thing you've ever eaten?
Probably pineapple on pizza. Pineapple on pizza.
Ever had a crawfish?
Never. Never in my life.
Okay. What's your personal kryptonite? What weakens you?
I want to say not holding myself accountable.
All right. Name your style.
Rock.
Good. What's at the top of your bucket list?
By every single family member, a car. A nice brand new car.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Love it. What are you the most grateful for?
This life I've been given.
Life. Best advice I gave you last year?
I do remember last year, I can't remember what the topic was, but I asked you some advice about college, and you said just to be you.
Yes.
And, so far, I've been me, and it's been going pretty good now, so.
Oh, that's great. Tell me about that. Tell me about college. What are you studying?
Well, I went into the welding field.
Welding field.
It's a one-year program where I'm going, so most of the other welding programs are 2 or 3 years. I wanted to get done with just the 1 year program.
Do you like it?
I love it, yeah. I love my instructor. Made a few friends.
Good. Are you able to work anywhere while you're in school?
I prefer not to work right now.
Okay.
Just because I have almost zero knowledge of welding. So I want to learn welding first before I do anything else. Welding related.
I think that's very wise.
Yeah.
What do you think your biggest discovery is since you left high school?
No one's going to hold your hand and walk you through it. You wake your own self up. You don't have your parents coming to wake you up, you know?
That's right.
It's just you out there.
Do you like it?
I'm loving it. I'm loving the freedom. Like, I can do a lot more things in Sioux Falls than I can in Chamberlain, but only probably just because of how big it is.
Right.
But as far as having a sense of freedom, Sioux Falls kind of outranks Chamberlain a lot.
There's more there, isn't there?
Yeah, a lot more there.
Oh, well, that's great. That's great.
So, may I ask why April is your favorite month?
April, it's in the spring.
The spring.
And we talked about where I grew up last time I was here and some hard times. April has the holiday of Easter in it. Easter is my favorite holiday. It is the holiday where we understand our value, that we have inherent value because of what Christ did for us on the cross. Everything about that holiday is good. Everything is new and fresh at that time of the year. That's why it's my favorite.
Was it around springtime whenever we met with each other?
Let's see.
I want to
think it was about this time. It was in the fall.
Okay, yeah.
The reason I remember that is because I was worried about how cold it gets up here, and I thought, oh, no, I hope it doesn't get cold. And they said, no, that doesn't happen until December, so I was good.
All right. So if you don't mind me asking you.
Go ahead.
What has been your biggest discovery in the past year?
My biggest discovery? That really is kind of a hard one because I've discovered so much.
Yeah.
I've discovered new people, new parts of the country, getting to come up here and meet with y'all last time. I think I would probably have to settle on the kindness of people because of what I do at the village in Mississippi. It's people who are so kind and gracious, who give us so much to make sure all of that actually happens. My biggest discovery has just been the generosity and the grace and the kindness of so many people.
Wow. I really do like that everyone is nice.
Very nice and very gracious to us. What about you, Basil? What is your biggest discovery in the past year?
Like you said, that's a good one. But I want to say that this goes back to my rapid-fire question.
Okay.
I think it was my rapid-fire question. In college and in life itself, it's you out there. It's no one else. No one is going to hold your hand through whatever you went through. It's just going to be you by yourself. Me, I'm fine with that. You know, I don't mind doing things on my own, but that's just one main thing I learned.
With freedom comes responsibility, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
That is a great lesson.
Oh, yeah. So, the current job you're working at as the executive director, right?
Right.
How many years have you put into that name?
In November, it will be 7 years.
November, 7 years.
On November the 1st, I will have been there 7 years.
That's a cool number.
What about you? What do you think I know you've discovered some things about life, and like you said, it's you have to do it. What do you think the secret is to navigating all of those new life challenges?
Are you talking about going through those challenges or finding new challenges?
Going through them.
Going through them. Well, you gotta have grit, a whole lot of grit. You can't, I'm not gonna say soft, but you gotta have like a strong heart for that to get through a challenge. It challenges you.
Right.
It's gonna wear you down. So whether it's up to you or not to get through it or not, that's up to you.
That's true. That's true. It's your heart.
You gotta have a strong heart and a strong mind, I think. 7 years as a executive director. How do you keep at it? What made you not want to quit after 5 years? And you said, I'll go another 2 years.
It is a passion of mine. Children is a passion of mine. But it stays fresh because every day it's something new. You know, you're going to deal with something new. There's always a challenge. It does challenge me creatively. And with the different things that come in that I handle during that day, I laugh all the time. I'll go into the day thinking I'm going to accomplish these five things. And then the day demands something totally different, and I don't get two of them finished. So it stays interesting. Working with kids and working with people stays very interesting. It stays fresh on its own.
I like that.
Let me ask you. Let's say that I have the good fortune, Basil, to see you again in another year. What will you tell me when we talk again?
I've accomplished so much. I would, in a year and by now, I hope to be a better person than I am now. And it, within the next year after that, I hope to be an even better person. I think in my life right now, I just want to excel to be the best person I can.
Excel?
And, yeah, excel.
That's basically great. With your welding, do you think you'd like to ever own your own company, or where do you think you'd like to be?
Maybe one day I can own a multi-million dollar company, hire some welders and all that. It'd be a nice thing to have, yeah. But right now I'm just trying to get the basics done, figure it out.
I think one day I'm going to be telling everybody I knew Basil when he was in high school.
Yeah.
I think I will tell that.
Or with welding, you can make art too. A whole bunch of like.
Oh, that's true.
And all that. Yeah. So.
Do you like that?
Yeah, I do like that.
Oh, that'd be real cool.
Yeah. So, if I was to ever embark on another career and I was given a toolbox of things I need, but they only say three things, what would you think I would need?
In your toolbox, I'd ask you to always carry curiosity, be willing to learn, keep a sense of wonder. Keep looking at the world and how you fit in it with a sense of wonder.
Yeah.
So curiosity or wonder, I would say carry that. Number two, I would always say be willing to learn. Don't be afraid of it. Be willing to learn, to try something else, to experience something new, to learn about it, and never cut yourself short by saying you can't do that.
Yes.
And then the third thing I would say put in there is courage. Have the courage to do both of the first two. And not listen to the world or anybody tell you you can't. Have the courage to be curious, to learn more, and to step out there and adventure more. Those are the three that I would say take in your toolbox.
I love that. I probably have that toolbox everywhere I went.
Let me ask you, Basil, I'm kind of curious. You mentioned you can do art with welding.
Yeah.
Tell me about your art. Do you like to practice in art? What are you thinking there?
It all goes back to it was a college tour. Sure enough, it was the same college I'm going to right now. I'm just going to shorten it up. Long story short, we get to the welding shop. We meet the instructor. He tells us what we can do with welding, how it's beneficial, and why it's a good skill to have, even for my age.
Right.
And he just brought up art, and I was like, you can make art? And then he was like, yeah. And then he apparently every year his class, the class I'm in right now, we're all going to have a project. And I was thinking about making, like, a big old treasure chest.
Oh, wow.
That's what I was thinking about, yeah.
Oh, but that's great.
I don't know. I still have some time to think about that, so. For sure.
One day, we're going to see him out there, and we're going to say we knew Basil when he was in and just out of high school.
Sean, thank you for talking with us today. Audience, thank you for joining us here in the Hochoka at the center of St. Joseph's Indian School campus, where we talk about issues central to Native American education today. Until next time, stay centered. Doksha.